So as you may have seen, the 2024 All-Star Hurling nominations were released this morning. Waterford picked up two in Tadhg Na Bhfórca and Caelum Lyons in defence. Unsurprisingly, it's All-Ireland champions Clare who lead the way with 14. Runners-up Cork were next best on 10. Munster champions Limerick got 9. Leinster winners Kilkenny received 4. While Waterford, Wexford, Dublin and Antrim got 2 apiece. Well, to pick his All-Star team for 2024, delighted to welcome back to the show All-Ireland winning manager with Galway, Cyril Farrell. And Cyril, this is probably the toughest team you've ever picked in your lifetime. First of all, who's your All-Star goalkeeper?
Well, actually, you have three very good candidates. Like, you know, you have Nicky Quinn, Pat Collins and Eivor Gilligan. They all had good... Dalbra half great saves at vital times, you know, even make mistakes vital. But I suppose for consistency, even though they didn't win All-Ireland this year, probably Nicky Quaid would be still, to me, he'd be the top goaler of the three the whole time. You know, very, very, very steady. Every day you get the same thing.
Yeah, Nicky Quaid, a very solid choice between the posts. Cyril, who are the three players that make up your full back line?
Well, I suppose Adam Hogan, to me, I think he'd be a brilliant young player from Fecal. You know, had a great year, like, and I see he's nominated for a young All-Star or young Hurler Deer too. He'll probably get that. I'd have him right cornerback anyway. I think he deserves to get ahead. There's a great hurler in Antrim, Tomás, and no one ever will to know of him, but not much, but let's call Paddy Burke. Very good cornerback, but again, Antrim don't get that much exposure. The other corner probably would be maybe another clearman called Conor Lean, a new kid on the block as well, had a fantastic year. You know, got better and better every day he came on. They'd be my two cornerbacks. And fullback, it's a tough one. Like, you know, you have Downey in there, you have, you know, Hugh Lawler in there from Kilkenny, and you have Morrissey as well from, and Cleary from Clare. Like, they're all the Clare lads can't get, even though they're all nominated except down to one. But, like, you know, it's a big call. With two Clare lads probably getting the corners, they'd probably go for maybe Owen Downey fullback.
Great stuff. And as I mentioned, Cyril, we have Tadhg Na Bhfórca and Caelum Lyons nominated from Waterford in the half-back line. But they're up against pretty stiff competition though, aren't they?
They'd be out the half-back line. And sure, look, like in any ordinary year, like they'd get on as well. But again, Tomás, you know what will happen. It still is going to be the dollar of finance that will have most of them. I'd expect Dave McInerney to get a wing-back spot. He had a fantastic year. He's around a good while. There'll be a real tight call between John Conlon for centre-back and Robert Downey. Both great players. Now, you could find that one of them would be shoved to wing-back. I thought the other wing-back, if you're going on positions, would probably be Kyle Hayes. He had still a very good year for Limerick, even though Limerick were beaten. But the one, the Munster-like, and he had a fantastic year. But the centre-back one will be very interesting because both Conlon had a great year and so did Robert Downey. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Who would your pick be, Cyril, between Conlon and Downey?
Gee, like they're very good hurlers. Like, oh, that Conlon, you can play him anywhere, you know. But I thought Downey is very silky, a great hurler. He's one for the future, you know. Maybe on the year, maybe Conlon, but it's only maybe now. Both of them are very, very good.
In terms of midfielders, Cyril, we have Dara Fitzgibbon, Tim O'Mahony, Tony Kelly, Cathal O'Neill, Conor Burke, Keane Kenny. Which two have you gone for?
I'd be going for Dara Fitzgibbon straight away. Like, he had a fantastic season. A great athlete as well as a good hurler. And again, Tony Kelly, like, even though he didn't play much, he was injured bad with that ankle injury. You know, I don't think people realise how bad that injury was. But again, like, he would be on any team, you know, as far as I'd be concerned anyway. Like, people are saying he didn't play enough, but he'd be a great midfield partnership with himself. Fitzgibbon and Kelly, I'd go for there.
Yeah, star-studded midfield there, Cyril. And, like, you're spoiled for choice when it comes to the forwards. Who would make up your half-forward line?
Well, should look, when you have so many fellas. Again, the way they'll pick them, like, he'll be going into All-Ireland in the semi-finals. But, like, you know, you look inside. Even if you come the other way around about it tomorrow, say, start inside Shane O'Donnell and have full forward. He'd probably be player of the year as well. And have Aaron Gillan as well, wing the other corner. And probably Mark Rogers from Clare in the other corner. And then when you go outside, you see you have... You have again, you're spoiled for choice. You have Dave Fitzgerald from Clare. You're going to have Seamus Harrity from Cork had a great year. Lee Chin, even though he didn't go that far. Wexford, he had a fantastic season for Wexford. Shane Barrett had a great season for Cork. Maybe not as brilliant in the final, but he still had a very good season. So if you go for Mark Rogers inside, you're probably going to find the likes of Barrett might pick centre forward. If Barrett doesn't make centre forward, you could have Rogers outside. You know, they'll flip around a few, like, you know, and you might have a wild trump card in the summer, but you're going to find, like, that most of them will come from Cork and Clare up front.
So are you going for a half-forward line of David Fitzgerald, Shane Barrett and Seamus Harrity, Cyril?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Lovely.
No, Lee Chin had passed on any of them as well, but like they're probably the three that'll get there.
I was speaking to McDarren McDonagh earlier on in the programme, Cyril. His vote for Hurler of the Year is going for Shane O'Donnell. Are you likewise?
Ah, yeah, I think so. Look, he had a fantastic season. Like the break, you see, Tomás, the break he took, like with the studies in America, it actually did him a power of good. And like every game he played for Clare, it wasn't the scores he got as much as he brought everyone into play. Great, great team player, and like was got vital scores. He was the man that turned a lot of matches from start to finish. I don't think there'd be any, like Darragh Fitzgibbon had a great year, and so Kyle Hayes, but I don't think there'd be any complaints if O'Donnell gets Hurler of the Year.
And the three-player shortlisted for young hurler, Cyril, Adam Hogan of Clare, Owen Downey of Cork and Cathal O'Neill of Limerick. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look at all three brilliant hurlers. Owen Downey really hit the headlines this year with Cork kind of say their defence kind of under pressure and under scrutiny, and like the two Downeys have come in and then kind of really settled the ship altogether down there. O'Neill had a great kind of breaking onto a very hard team to break onto in Limerick. Beautiful hurler, very skillful in playing him. And Adam Hogan probably had a year of his life, like from cornerback. Played an attacking cornerback, was kind of given the job of marking nearly all the top fours, was very forceful, attacked the ball and took them on at all times. And I'd expect Adam Hogan to get Young Hurler of the Year.
Yeah, this is going to be a great night for Clare, you'd imagine, on the 1st of November up in the RDS. Before you go, Cyril, I just want to ask you about some of the managerial changes around the country. What is the direction around Galway to Micheál Donoghue, who's returned as manager?
Yeah, well, sure, he knows the scene very well. He's come back with the same two boys again and kind of revamped the backroom team. He's added, Eamon O'Shea onto it and kind of a new recruiting, young Aidan Hart, kind of has hurled with all these fellas. Hart could still be hurling, if you know what I mean. Very fit young fella. But like, it's great to see them kind of widening the net and maybe kind of bringing an extra vice or a new vice or two. And look, there's plenty of hurlers in Galway, Tomás. It's a matter of putting them together. And I think when they start winning a few matches, the crowds will start flowing back again.
And what do you make of Peter Queeley succeeding David Fitzgerald in Waterford?
I think it's a good idea because he's there all along. Like, it can be very upsetting for players if the management and all his team go, because then you have a new manager coming in and they'd like to put their own stamp on it and kind of might do things different. It takes a year to get going, really, and another year then, like, you know, whereas now Peter will bang on to kind of have. They know what they have and then they'll carry on. You must remember that last year, Tomás, you'd have to say in Munster that Clare or Waterford were a very unlucky team. Very, very near, not far off. Even though there's no mention of them, they weren't far off the bite at all.
Cyril Farrell, always a pleasure to chat hurling with you on the show. Thanks a million for taking our call today.
No problem, Tomás.
Lovely bit of play by Jamie. No, flicks the ball on. Lovely hurley, but the ball goes on as far as Caelum Lyon, standing on the sideline. This will be some score if it goes over. That's exactly where it's gone over the bar. Lovely little play. Jamie onto Caelum Lyons. What a score from the sideline. Mackie stands side. The start we needed. Tied the Burkers there. Whose ball? Who gets the breaking ball? In it comes is the Clashmore man. He's on his bike there. The man with the cruciate. Running like a thoroughbred horse. And he's a thoroughbred hurler. Lovely ball.
What a
tied
score.
Tied the Burker.
That is fantastic.
Billy O'Halloran will be organising a statue for him.
Now you're hurling Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, the Hurling Development Committee made a presentation in Croke Park during the week. The GAA confirmed plans to appoint a new National Director of Hurling. Brian Cody, former Kilkenny manager, is one of the members of the Hurling Development Committee, and he says that the group needs support from across the codes.
First of all, apart from the financial support, which is crucial for them, just the support of, say, the football club is so strong, or football is their game. And, you know, certain areas, certain leaders get great support from the football people. Not everywhere. And it's just to look at the people and the areas where that support is needed and retrain to go to those places and maybe help out. And obviously, and coaches.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.